Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
And they're putting out a Prince album today that is like the songs that other people, the songs he wrote that other people had hits with.
Uh-huh.
Like the Bangles, Manic Monday, and Nothing Compares to You. So you're hearing Prince's version of those songs. We have a death out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This guy right here, Dr. John, checked out at the age of 77.
I've been in the right place.
Love this song.
Died of a heart attack. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A few years ago, he went in, played with Ringo in the All-Star Band. In fact, I think he played in the first All-Star Band back in 1989. Dr. John was in on that. He's played on a Stones song or two. I think he did some work with Bob Dylan. He was in The Last Waltz, sang Such a Night in The Last Waltz. And this here was his first and only hit single. We'll play it in its entirety in just a few moments here. Right place, wrong time. I think this thing wound up in commercials and movies and TV shows and all kinds of stuff. But his voice was, I didn't know there's no other voice like it.
Well, no, and what I didn't know, he did the theme to Blossom.
Neither did I. I didn't know there was a theme to Blossom.
Well, I know, and it's funny because the second you hear his voice, you go, oh yeah, that's him. That's the guy.
Well,
yeah.
I never watched Blossom, so I had no idea what it sounded like.
Yeah, I'll have to get you. Before we're done, I'll get you a little bit of Blossom before we play some more Dr. John.
I mean, you don't have to get
Blossom. No, no, no.
I will survive without hearing the Blossom theme.
I know.
Brian Wilson has postponed his spring tour. Brian says he's got some mental health issues right now he's got to take care of. You know, he's been battling mental illness for decades and posted an open letter on his social media, one of his sites there, saying, as you may know, in the last year or so, I've had 3 surgeries on my back. The surgeries were successful, and I'm physically stronger than I've been in a long time. But after my last surgery, I started feeling strange, and it's been pretty scary for a while. I wasn't feeling like myself. Mentally insecure is how I describe it. We're not sure what's causing it, but I do know it's not good for me to be on the road right now, so I'm going back to L.A.
Isn't he supposed to tour with the zombies or something?
I don't know.
I saw that.
I don't think he had a big tour planned, a long tour planned, but he just can't do it right now. But he says he'll be back later on. And then they had to ask Mick Fleetwood, Mojo Magazine, and Christine McVie about the firing of Lindsey Buckingham. He's been asked about this before, and Mick Fleetwood said, look, it was the only route we could take because there was too much animosity between certain members of the band at that point.
Stevie and Lindsey.
who are the certain members?
And it's weird to think the other two, John McVie and Christine McVie, were married, and they can get along.
Yeah. There was just no way it could have gone on as a five-piece, a group with Lindsey in the band. So it was either just completely break up the band or make the best of it. It had to take place, and it was supported by the remaining band members around something that was for sure a major problem for two people, Lindsey and Stevie. That is the trash. We got a little Dr. John for everybody.
Before we get to his classic hit from, 77 or so.
Don't know about the future. That's anybody's guess. Ain't no good reason for getting all depressed. Fire up your pad and pencil. I give you a piece of my mind. In my opinionation, the sun is gonna surely shine.
In my opinionation.
Yeah, the guy who sounded a little bit like him was the Schoolhouse Rock guy. That was as close as you could get.
Yeah.
To Dr. John.
Great one. Dr. John, dead at the age of 77?
Yep.
KISN.